going to take out of order next, item L, subordinate judicial officers, update of conversions using more current workload data. And please feel free to as I indicated earlier, grab a lunch, bring it.
Good morning.
I will. I'll get up in a minute.
Good morning, Chief. Oh, wait, should we wait just a minute? I may be finished before they get back.
No, why don't you proceed? We have a quorum, and I'll indicate this. Thank you, Justice Miller, and also we welcome Leah Rose Goodwin. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief and Council members. This is, as the Chief indicated, item L, and we're taking it out of order. It revolves around the SJO conversions. Government Code Section 69615 allows for up to 162 conversions of subordinate judicial officers to judgeships. Since 2007, 117 of those conversions have been confirmed by executive and planning. This item is coming before the council because some courts have contacted Judicial Council to ask whether they would be entitled to more or fewer conversions if a more current workload data analysis were used. E&P directed the Workload Assessment Advisory Committee to provide an analysis of how the remaining 45 conversions would be allocated if we were to use more current workload data. After E&P reviewed that analysis from the Workload Assessment Advisory Committee, we are recommending that the Judicial Council adopt the recommendation to allocate the remaining conversions using updated data. The answer is easy in some sense why we made that recommendation, because we should be using current workload data and not outdated data. So with me is Leah Rose Goodwin from the Office of Court Research, and she will provide a more detailed analysis of our recommendation. So Leah.
Right, so Justice Miller, you are correct that this proposal is consistent with other recent council action to use updated workload data when making allocation decisions. By way of example, the judicial workload model and the resource assessment study model are two examples of other workload analyses that have been approved by the council and that rely on periodic updates to the underlying weights that are used to measure the workload as well as the filings data. These SJO conversions, by way of background, these were seen as a means of addressing some disproportionate growth in the number of subordinate judicial officers at a time when there wasn't commensurate growth in the number of judgeships. In 2007, the Office of Court Research staff conducted an analysis to determine the workload need for judicial officers of each type, adapting the case weights that are used in the judicial needs assessment to assess the need for subordinate judicial officers. We used as the foundation for our work a 2002 study by the Subordinate Judicial Officers Working Group, which identifies duties and tasks that are considered appropriate for SJOs to handle. A couple of examples of those duties include 100% of the processing of infractions and small claims cases, as well as portions of workload in other case types, for example, bench warrants or uncontested civil matters. The methodology in 2007 was used to determine or identify the positions in which courts that were eligible for conversion. So again, that initial analysis is now based on data that's 8 years old. And since then, there have been changes in filing counts, particularly in those filing types that are handled primarily by subordinate judicial officers, small claims, and infractions. Also, since that analysis was conducted, many courts, in response to the budget crisis, have had to make permanent reductions in the number of SJO full-time equivalents. Some courts that had been previously identified in 2007 as having positions eligible for conversion no longer need to do so on the basis of those changes. So as staff to the Workload Assessment Advisory Committee, our Office of Court Research prepared an analysis that showed how those remaining 45 conversions would be allocated using more current workload data. We used the three most recent years of filings data that we had available, and we used updated case weights from the 2010 Judicial Workload Study. At E&P's direction, the rest of the analysis used the same methodology that we used in the 2007 report. So that is to say that the tasks and duties identified back in the 2002 report were used again in this analysis. The proposed update would change the status of eight courts, making them eligible for either more or fewer conversions. The status of four courts would remain unchanged. Regardless of the direction of change, all of the courts that are on the that are currently identified as having positions eligible for conversion are also courts that were on the list in 2007. Just to restate, council action is needed on this item because there are courts that are seeking clarity on the issue so they know what course of action to take. And I should add, too, that while this workload-based analysis is one factor to take into consideration, the policies concerning SGO conversion that were developed 8 years ago didn't anticipate changes in judicial workload caused by changes in filings or the fact that some courts had to use vacant commissioner positions to manage the fiscal crisis. There are policies in place that allow courts to delay conversions if there are local issues that make it infeasible. And that's the conclusion of my presentation. If there are any questions, we can take those now.
Thank you, Lou. Yes, Judge McCabe, and then Judge So.
Thank you. Although I was on the losing end of this discussion last time, and I raised it because I believe the alternative voice needed to be heard, oddly enough, I will move to adopt the recommendations at this point as they are consistent with this body's view on these similar issues.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion or observations? I see no show of hands. I also agree with what Leah has said and what Justice Miller has said and also here, and that is we do try to operate from an updated workload, and I was surprised to see the numbers here of that it hadn't been updated for approximately 8 years, so this is important. Thank you for the work. These are recommendations 1, 2, and 3 in front of you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The recommendations carry.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.